and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines that I call USA Inc. It is a Monday. It is December the 12th, 2016. I hope that you all made it through the weekend safe and sound. My daughter, who I might have mentioned last week, was going on a trip. Yeah, I did mention that on Friday. Was going on a trip to Virginia to visit one of her high school friends. They made it back safely. I was talking to one of the young men that had accompanied them, and they were telling me about that area of Virginia and said that the people were so nice and all this and that. And I was like, don't you be fooled by them smiling faces. Don't be fooled by that. Keep your guard up at all times. That area that y'all were in is known for Klan activity. While Klan activity exists all over the United States, we just have some places that are hot spots. So they made it back safely, and I hope that none of you or your family members got caught up behind these enemy lines and now may be facing the possibility of slavery. Because slavery was, in fact, never abolished in this country. You would see that if you just read the 13th Amendment. But literacy rates and reading comprehension is so low in the United States. Now it just really, besides the entire text of the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution not being shared or disseminated, if they talk about it, they only share a portion of it, and they leave out the exception clause that leaves slavery legal as so-called punishment for crime. But with reading comprehension and literacy being so low here in America, I mean, they're not even in the top 20, because of somebody who sent me a book and posted some information had led me to do some research on the literacy rates here in the United States. This person seems to believe, I don't agree, it's a contributing factor, but it's just a variable in the problem. The problem is racism and slavery, this country practicing slavery. But he was saying that poor people, he even come up with a name for them, poor black people, came up with an acronym for them, and I'm not even going to share it. If I decide to bring them on, he can share it. But he seems to think that if we just teach everybody to read and everybody was literate, all these poor black people could lift themselves out of poverty. And he cites certain statistics, but you have to take everything into context. And everybody can't be rich. Everybody can't be wealthy. When you consider that $40,000 for a family of four is considered poverty by many anti-poverty agencies, I mean, everybody just ain't going to make it out of poverty in a capitalist system by just knowing how to read. I've been a very good reader all my life, and it has not stopped racism through pay discrimination, through other types of on-the-job discrimination. I mean, they do a whole program about it on another station here on Black Talk Radio Network's platform, The Context of White Supremacy. It's titled Workplace Racism. So me being able to read and being able to get a job and being able to earn equal pay to equal output, It didn't stop it. Me being able to read, it did not stop it. Has it opened up more opportunities for me? Of course it did. But there have been times, like when I first came out of the United States military, I was in poverty with a family of four. I was making maybe $30,000 a year at one time when I first got out at this place. They practiced racism against me when they laid me off and didn't call me back, but they called all my white coworkers back, who I do appreciate calling me and say, "Scotty, why you ain't back at work?" Because I would have never knew about that instance of racism if they didn't tell me so. People should be literate, and people should know how to read. And I do agree with the importance of literacy programs with Michael Jordan, who is based here in North Carolina. Obviously, he just gave a bunch of money to an adult literacy program. I think he donated something like $1 million. So I do see that that is very important. But I was just thinking about, maybe this is why most people, besides never actually reading the 13th Amendment in its entirety, perhaps, and I forgot to turn my camera on, shout out to our people at YouTube watching the stream, but I started thinking about, you know, why don't people recognize that slavery was never abolished? I mean, I get the programming, the movies, the propaganda that has always pushed this myth of Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, being this great savior and what have you, and that he abolished slavery when he did not. He just transformed it into another form. That's why the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, not that we need any kind of organization to tell us what our rights are, but they put in there, to abolish slavery in all its forms. So even the United Nations as a world body recognized the different forms of slavery. And in fact, a few nations, including Venezuela, which is in turmoil right now, sabotaged by the United States and its friends. Look at what they've been long trying to overthrow since Chavez was in there trying to do their regime changes. So reading is very important. We need to recognize what's going on, and then we can correctly come up with solutions. And this is a complex problem with many variables, and we can't pick and choose variables and then say, hey, this is the panacea, this is the magic bullet, or what have you, to pull people out of poverty. A capitalist system depends on people. You can't have a capitalist system and not have people in poverty and then have people with extreme wealth to the point that it is just disgusting. So today's program is going to be about fake news. It's going to be about fake news. And I can see, again, why literacy is important. I just don't agree that everybody being literate and having a fairly high reading comprehension, because it's one thing to know words, but can you comprehend the words that you're reading? Comprehend them in the context of a paragraph or in the context of an essay, in the context of a news article? Are you comprehending what you're reading? So I can see why a lot of people would be fooled by fake news. But the type of fake news we're talking about has to do with deception of the United States government, which has a long history of pushing fake news. And now you got the CIA, a notoriously corrupt organization that has been involved in overthrowing nation after nation after nation after nation. I mean, we have to go back to the 1940s or 50s. The OSS was their forerunner. So we had to take it way back. But all they have been doing is overthrowing countries and pushing fake news globally and here in the United States. So we're going to take a look at this fake news that the CIA is pushing, talking about Russian interference in the U.S. election. And then this again goes to people not comprehending when they say that a quote-unquote Russian or a Russian-backed hacker hacked the DNC and sent that those emails over to WikiLeaks, and then that got published, and now all these people know about even more criminality that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton crime family has been engaged in and still engaged in. No morals, no ethics whatsoever. Okay, but information coming public is not interfering in an election. And some people are just taking it like, oh, that means they hacked the election. That means they flipped votes through the electronic voting machines. You know, like whoever did that for George Bush, both times he ran in key states. Happened to me personally when I tried to cast a vote for Nader. Flipped it to Bush. North Carolina no longer uses those electronic voting machines, but that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about secret information, private communications, being the DNC emails, internal emails. And again, these people, these are the people you want in charge of so-called, quote-unquote, U.S. security. They can't even secure their own servers, for God's sake. And Hillary Clinton, I don't even want to go down that long road of why she should be facing charges right now for Espionage Act, as well as the Record Keeping Act, and setting up her private server. But that information becoming public, did it sway some votes? Did it open up some eyes to people who just kept wanting to give her a second chance and say, hey, she's not the same Clinton of the 90s when she was out there telling lies on little black kids and calling them super predators so that she could help push Joe Biden and the Republican. I mean, it was a bipartisan bill. They call it the Clinton crime bill and the omnibus bill and all of that kind of stuff. Okay. So she has not changed, and they saw that. So I say, though, that was only a minority, a very few amount of people. There were some people, particularly young people, which now, after the general election, data is coming available and we have different people analyzing. We're just seeing that she lost key demographics who would not be inclined to vote for her, even though they may have voted for Obama. They chose, these were the young millennial voters, the ones she was calling super predators. I mean, there should be no shock that she wouldn't get those, especially after Black Lives Matter exposed her, asked her the question about why you taking money from private prison companies if you so-called then changed and all of that. I'm sure that information sways some people, but they're playing a dangerous game right now, people here in America, in the United States, behind these enemy lines. What you are seeing is the destabilization of this place that you call home. They're playing a very dangerous game. It looked like they're trying to set up some kind of coup. Hillary was supposed to win it. Donald Trump's role was to lose. It was to win the Republican Party, which the email showed us that the Hillary Clinton campaign used the media to push Donald Trump to win the Republican national nomination. I'm sorry, not national, the Republican nomination. That came out in the emails. So why are y'all acting stupid or like you got amnesia or short-term memory loss and allowing these people to suck you in to this whole just because you didn't like Donald Trump? And he is a racist. He does believe in the religion of white supremacy. But so does Hillary Clinton. But you're going to get sucked in because he's more overt with his crude language, his uncodified language. And oh, she's more nice, the grandmotherly type. She know how to play dominoes, carry hot sauce in her purse, and she know how to do the nay-nay or the whip or whatever. So you rolling with her. Come on, people. But they are destabilizing. They are making it dangerous. If you think it's dangerous now with some of these uneducated, low information, easily manipulated by racist propaganda to become racist and commit racist acts, if you think that's been on an uptick or, I mean, who knows? It's just we gauge in our perception of what's happening and what's not happening off the enemy's media. For all we know, there could be black people being hung from trees every day, and there could be a media conspiracy to keep it out the papers. May show up in the local papers, but it won't be on your national media, which has a history of working with the U.S. government to lie to the American people. People who read and can comprehend things and do research know what I'm talking about. Okay? So that's what I want to talk about today, because they're making it dangerous out there. If you think it was dangerous because he won or when he started running with all that uncodified racist language, and then these people committing terrorist acts against non-white people in Donald Trump's name, just think if they try to deny that man in the White House, what these racist crackers is going to do. Who do you think they going to be looking to target? That's why I appreciate what Donald Trump said about black voters, the ones who stayed home, like the majority of Americans who stayed home because they saw they didn't have a dog in this fight, period. They saw that you had two racists running for CEO of USA Inc. So I'm sitting this one out. But I appreciate Donald Trump saying that most black voters sat this one out. Even if, you know, we would have to look at the data, I still appreciate the propaganda value of that. That he, what did he say? What was his comments? That some people was getting upset. I appreciated his comments. He telling his racist cracker followers that, hey, we should be thanking black people for not coming out to vote for Hillary. We should be thanking them just as much as we should be thanking those who voted for me. All right? So that when they try to take it from them, hopefully these crackers will remember that and they won't target black people when they try to stop him from going on. Because this is unprecedented. I'm not an old person. I'm 50 years old, but I read a lot of history. But since I've been paying attention to politics, which was 1987 when I joined the military and realized I need to pay attention because these are the ones who's sending people off to these little combat missions in undeclared wars. So I've been paying attention since 1987. Did I say 2007? 1987. Reagan was still in when I went into the military. So I've been paying attention. And this is unprecedented. I have never seen this before in my life of paying attention to politics. So we're talking about at least 30 plus years of me observing United States elections and presidential. This is unprecedented. Hillary is who the most powerful racist on the planet wanted in. She did a good job for them, good job for the bankers and other corporate interests when she was working as CEO Obama's Secretary of State. Look at what she did. She saved the American dollar, kept it propped up on the backs of the oppressed by going in and overthrowing Libya to prevent Gaddafi's ideals of a united African currency backed by gold. This is what all these wars have been about, propping up the American dollar and corporate interests. And she did a good job for them, overthrew an entire country. From her emails, we know she even ignored the human rights crimes, the war crimes that the U.S.-backed rebels, terrorists, committed against the black people in Libya, African immigrants who had came there. And Libya was a buffer zone between Africa and Europe. Gaddafi was giving them African jobs that needed jobs. So they didn't come to Europe. He was employing in them racist Arabs, was envious, was jealous, not to mention that a bunch of them are religious zealots, but they also racist, practicing racism against black people. Now, I'm not one of those people, don't get it twisted, that thinks you have to be white to practice racism. If you look up the definition of racism, it is when you mistreat anyone based on their racial classification, which I agree with Mr. Fuller, racial classifications in themselves are racist. Okay, I can roll with cultural classifications and the names that people give themselves or whatnot, but the system, yeah, it is racist to even have racial classifications. So them Arabs or Berbers or whatever they call themselves targeted African people, black people, and murdered them. I've shared the pictures on YouTube. I shared the videos on social media. This is undeniable. But I don't see Congress doing an investigation into this or that. That's why they want that cold-hearted witch in power. Look at Honduras. What they did to Honduras while she was there. A military coup, a right-wing military coup, taking out the recently elected president, democratically elected, although people put too much into that word democracy, but he was elected by the people. The United States government backs the coup. And then we got her on video talking about it's open for business. Same thing she said in Haiti when they went over there, the racist white supremacists backed by the U.S. government went over there to practice racism and steal from the people who had donated aid to the Haitians. Okay? So that's why they want her in there. That's why there's a civil war right now between races. This is more than partisan Republican Party versus the Democratic Party, because you got Republicans, neoconservatives, who had endorsed Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump. And right now, some of them, like John Killer McCain, why did Arizona keep sending that man? Y'all might need to look into some interference in the elections in Arizona. How did this old criminal keep getting elected? But he's even calling for new elections and all of this, a fake congressional hearing into a fake news story produced by the CIA. We're seeing a civil war between racists who may have different ideologies, but they only agree on practicing racism against non-white people, but there's a battle for power between them. And black folks, y'all need to stay out of that. And this is why I'm saying you need to stay out of it. I got an email. I'm not going to call the person name out. Maybe they're listening, maybe they not. But I kept getting this same email sent to me by various people, obviously, that have my email. But then it also was submitted to BTR News. But it's talking about who really is our president. We demand to know. If you can hack an election, you can fix an election. See, this is this person not comprehending. That's not even an allegation that's being made here by the fake news from the CIA that Russia interfered into the elections. They're saying that because quote unquote so-called Russian-backed hackers hacked the DNC server, email server, and released these emails to the public, that's how they interfered. That's BS. That's BS. Never mind the crimes and the unethical behavior that should even disqualify her from even being the Democratic nomination, being that they violated their own rules. But that's what they're talking about. They're not saying the Russians hacked anything. Our governor's race here in North Carolina just concluded. It was totally controlled by Republicans. Yeah, Pat McCrory tried to claim like it was some election fraud and dead people voting and all that kind of garbage. But all the Republicans were in control of the election boards throughout the state. And they was like, no, Pat, you shouldn't be saying that, because we in control of the boards and we assure you that we counted everything, we vetted everything, we're following the rules, and you lost. You lost. So hit the road. Hit the road. All right? So I was just concluded, and each one of these election counties, election boards in the various counties, have certified the results. If there's any, you don't think they look for evidence for hacking and fraud? Of course they do. If there had been any, they wouldn't have certified the election results. So all the, as far as I know, just about every state has certified its election results. There's no fraud in this case. This is not 2000 George Bush. This is not 2004 George Bush again, Ohio voting machines flipping. No, this is not it. This is not, those things happen. But no, if we want to call it fair and square, I would say this was a fair and square election. For reasons, logical reasons that are laid out in the voting data that has been coming out and people been analyzing. So again, this is why reading is important, but comprehending what you read is even more important. Because this person obviously is literate, but obviously isn't comprehending even the fake news lines of what they're saying. CIA says election systems in at least 12 states were breached. They also suspect that systems in other states were breached. Well, I haven't heard that. I haven't seen that news, but I do consume media from the fake news site so I can come on here and explain to you why it's fake and why they lying to you. I have not seen that, but I did see a story that was shared in BTR community just today. I think I shared it also a couple of days ago, where I mentioned this Friday, the state of Georgia Secretary of the State said that Homeland Security hacked or tried to penetrate their security system for their voter database. So you guess who's the number one suspect of who might be behind these breaches? Huh? Homeland Security. There you go. Homeland Security. And you ain't seen no evidence. You ain't been to no trial. No evidence presented to you for you to weigh. All you know is the CIA said it. Well, why would you trust the CIA? Anything they say. I mean, Donald Trump, I hate to be on here agreeing with Donald Trump, but it ain't about agreeing with Trump. It's about the truth. And the truth, like Malcolm said, he's for the truth no matter who tell it. So why would you trust, like Donald Trump said, the same people who lied to you about Saddam having weapons of mass destruction? The same people who lied to you and told you that Gaddafi was slaughtering his own people while this madman in the Philippines has killed at least 6,000 people, maybe more, in his violent so-called war against drugs? In the United States they said something, but they ain't do nothing. There was no regime change, was it? And you got troops on the ground. United States troops on the ground and bases inside of the Philippines. But you want us to believe CIA, Obama administration intelligence, U.S. intelligence agency, that Gaddafi was slaughtering his own people and you just went in there to save them because you care so much about black people, non-white people. BS. Because you ain't doing nothing about the thousands who have been slaughtered by Duterte, are you? Open up your eyes, people. Just think. The truth is right there in your face. It ain't that hard to find. So, based off of that Secretary, State Secretary for the state of Georgia, which again is in Republican hands, I would believe them when they say that their security software detected a hack from Homeland Security. I used to have software like that. I got to get it back. I was trying something different. Because when I first launched Black Talk Media Project and Black Talk Radio Network in 2008, my security software detected a hack that traced it to a government building in Virginia. Right around that area where all those U.S. intelligence agencies seem to be headquartered. So I believe the secretary, the state secretary of Georgia, software like that does exist. It will track the IP address to the location. And I believe it because also, see, smart hackers, you wouldn't been able to trace them like that because they would have been bouncing off an IP address all over the world and all of these different things that they can do. But this, according to the secretary in state of Georgia, he said their software tracked it right to Homeland Security. Is Washington Post publishing that? Is CNN running that as a headline? Is ABC? I don't know because, you know, I really don't watch them. But sporadically, unless it's news items that the alternative media is pushing. That's how I become aware of a lot of this stuff. So anyway, that's what I want to talk about today. I'm going to share the rest of this email that's going around. Black people, mind your business. Stay out this fight between these racist white supremacists. You don't win no matter who gets in. How do you win with Hillary Clinton in? I would say she's the most dangerous white woman on the planet. And we know Miss Ann can be quite vicious. So why do you think? Don't fall behind them black Democrats they bought and paid for. I'm talking about so-called elected officials. All right, so they part of the corruption at the DNC. So that's what I want to talk about. Want to talk about that. And I also want to call out the National Association for Black Journalists. Y'all behind this too. See, this is why, man, we had to really be careful as black people. What we want and what we're asking for. What they're asking for is more inclusion of black faces on these fake corporate news sites to lie to people. And then even when what's her name got fired from CNN, which she wasn't no journalist anyway, Donna Butter Biscuit Brazil, when she got fired for doing what? Leaking debate questions to the Hillary Clinton campaign. So we supposed to believe that this is interference because the truth came out? But I didn't see the National Association of Black Journalists admonishing or scolding or chiding or saying anything to Donna Brazile, who ain't no journalist. She a political operative. But I seen some of their members defending her as a black journalist. Roland Martin, you do great work, but you was wrong in that, bro. All right. We cannot be calling for people to do the right thing when we doing the wrong thing behind the scenes, making deals with devils to where we all get burned. So that's my main topic for today. I'm going to share some history with you. Operation Mockingbird, or why you shouldn't trust ABC. None of these people. Reuters, yeah, I may quote from them. They are still intelligence sources for us in the independent media. But we vet what we get from them. We vet. Sometimes the facts are just the facts. You got to watch out for what's in between the lines. The propaganda. The unsubstantiated facts like this fake news that Russia directly interfere. And again, this is the height of hypocrisy. This is why I do not like USA Inc. This is why most of people don't like it, because they're the biggest hypocrites on the planet. They're the biggest hypocrites on the planet. All the nations you have overthrown after the people of those nations elected their leaders and you didn't like the type of government they was going to have, them nationalizing their resources and spreading the wealth to everybody. And that's their right to self-determine. And you go in there on behalf of white supremacists running these oil corporations and other energy corporations. You overthrow them and you install dictators. And then you want to sit up here and whine about, oh, the Russians were behind somebody hacking the DNC and exposing Hillary Clinton and her crew as corrupt criminals. Man, this is so absurd, but I wasn't really going to say anything about it until black people start sending emails saying, oh, like we got a dog in this fight and falling for this fake crap. These are so-called, you're supposed to be in a leadership position. If you don't know, ask somebody. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, broadcasting from behind these enemy lines of USA Inc. If you have something to add, a question or a comment, you can give us a call at 704-802-5056 or 866-510-9025. All opinions are welcome. So I know I jumped around there a whole bunch of issues to discuss, but you know, just get in where you fit in. There's so much coming at the people, and I don't really blame the masses. I'm not even talking about them. I'm talking about people who should know better, who put themselves out there like they're conscious or they're intelligent or they're, I mean, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But this is a big mistake. Do not involve yourself, put yourself in the middle of these racist white supremacist civil war. Let them destroy each other. That's what's best for you and us. Let them destroy each other. Stop worrying about if they got somebody competent running the corporation. Let the corporation run itself into the ground. And let's start something new. Stop being afraid of independence. I don't care if this so-called United States breaks up in all these different states. I would, even though it's in the North Carolina Constitution, they such bootlickers, whoever formed that they said we will forever be in the Union. There'll never be any secession. That's what they put in the Constitution after the Civil War. With, I mean, you're taking, how, man, that's just, oh. But many states, that's in their Constitution. But also, you know, I could point to the section in the Constitution where we could get rid of the people in the state of North Carolina if enough people banded together, not using racist racial classifications, and stood for justice and truth, we could remake this state. So I don't care about the United States breaking up or Texas succeeding. I read a story about California succeeding. We want it to break up. We don't want it to stay together so that it could continue to spread racism and white supremacy and slavery around the globe. We acting schizophrenic, y'all. So I'm going to take a station identification break. You got the phone numbers if you'd like to chime in. And we'll be back on the other side of this short break.
No, 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 hey, no, 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 no like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. There's a difference. Are they both the same? And if they're not, what is the difference? What is the difference between a Black Revolution and a Negro Revolution? First, what is a revolution? Sometimes I'm inclined to believe that many of our people are using this word revolution loosely, without taking careful consideration what this word actually means and what its historic characteristics are. When you study the historic nature of revolution, the motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution, and the methods used in a revolution, you may change words. You may devise another program. You may change your goal and you may change your mind. Look at the American Revolution in 1776. That revolution was for what? For land. How was it? Why did they want land? Independence. How was it carried out? Bloodshed. Number one, it was based on land. The basis of independence. And the only way they could get it was bloodshed. The French Revolution. What was it based on? The landless against the landlord. What was it for? Land. How did they get it? Bloodshed. Was no love lost. Was no compromise. Was no negotiation. I'm telling you, you don't know what a revolution is. Because when you find out what it is, you'll get back in the alley. You'll get out of the way. The Russian Revolution. What was it based on? Land. The landless against the landlord. How did they bring it about? Bloodshed. You haven't got a revolution that doesn't involve bloodshed. And you're afraid to bleed. I saw if you're afraid to bleed. Long as the white man sent you to Korea, you bled. He sent you to Germany, you bled. He sent you to the South Pacific to fight the Japanese, you bled. You bleed for white people. But when it comes time to seeing your own churches being bombed and little black girls murdered, you haven't got no blood.
To the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. Again, the telephone number is 866-510-9025. I keep forgetting to mention that you have to hit ** to unmute yourself. I'll see you on the board and go right to you. But all opinions and views are welcome. Just know, you know, I'll be respectful to those that are respectful to me. But anyway, let me just give you some history on the fake news that you're getting, particularly from the Washington Post, because I identified them over the last year and a half of really being pro-Hillary Clinton and pushing a whole bunch of anti-Bernie Sanders stuff, making up stuff, talking about the Bernie bros, and even they were even talking about, and this is why the ADL should be ashamed of itself for going after Keith Ellison, talking about some anti-Semitism. Y'all didn't say nothing that I recall. Y'all didn't make too big of a deal of the Hillary Clinton campaign emails talking about making an issue of his Jewish faith, and like he's, like they did Obama. Oh, he's something other than an American. He's Jewish. Let's question, let's attack him on his Jewish faith. What did the Anti-Defamation League say? What did that president say? I don't recall him saying anything. I might be wrong, but I'm just giving you some history on these people. So you need to look up Operation Mockingbird. All right. This comes to you from Global Research. They do a lot of good work over there at globalresearch.ca. I've been following them for like 10 years, or at least 2008. Yeah, so about 8 years I've been following them. A lot of independent writers. I had some of them on as guests over the years, but this comes to you from them. They had this article that I linked to on BTR News program description for today. It's globalresearch.ca, a timeline of CIA atrocities. Now, I had to Google this. This article, I think, came out not recently. I'm not sure. But this is a passage. The CIA begins recruiting American news organizations and journalists to become spies and disseminators of propaganda. The effort is headed by Frank Wisner, Alan Dulles, Richard Helms, and Philip Graham. Graham is publisher of, guess what? The Washington Post, which becomes a major CIA player. Eventually, the CIA's media assets will include ABC, NBC, CBS, Time, Newsweek, Associated Press, United Press, International, Reuters, Hearst Newspapers, Scripps Howard, Copley News Service, and more. By the CIA's own admission, at least 25 organizations and 400 journalists will become CIA assets. Now, they had hearings into this. Now, Operation Mockingbird, let me pull that up, because I think this goes back to the 50s. If we're talking about them Dulles brothers, we're talking about the 1950s. This is particularly when the CIA was engaged in keeping Africans colonized. So again, why do y'all even cite the CIA in email? I'm talking about to black people. You know you can't trust these people. And you quoting the CIA in your email to me? Come on. Now, you do some good work. I've seen your work. This person know who, if they listening, they know who they are. You've done some good work. Do not destroy your credibility pushing this fake news from the CIA. So Operation Mockingbird was a campaign by the United States Central Intelligence Agency to influence media during the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Now, if y'all think that this ever ended, you are sorely mistaken, all right? How you going to verify that it ended? You can't. They still doing it. Begun in the 1950s, it was initially organized by Cord Meyer and Alan Dulles and was later led by Frank Wisner after Dulles became the head of the CIA. The organization recruited leading American journalists into a propaganda network, and of course they get paid butter biscuits under the table, get promotions. That's how they get to be news anchors, all right, on national networks. And I think this is even openly admitted. I've seen a number of sources say that, what's his name, Anderson Cooper, former CIA. If you think he's former CIA, please. The organization recruited leading American, I mean, he's still current CIA, would be my guess. The organization recruited leading American journalists into a propaganda network to help present the CIA's views. It funded some student and cultural organizations and magazines as fronts. As it developed, it also worked to influence foreign media and political campaigns, in addition to activities by other operating units of the CIA. Now, there's a video. I'm not sure who shared it. It may have been Dave on Tando. But there was a video where Hillary Clinton was still working for Secretary of State. I might have seen it on social media, or somebody posted it to Facebook. But she was giving testimony to Congress of why they need to provide the State Department with billions of dollars for American propaganda efforts abroad. So that's in an open congressional hearing. Come on, people. Open up your eyes. All this corporate media is propaganda. All right? Sure, they tell some truth. So, I mean, that's how the best lie tellers do it. They mix in the truth with the lies. So, the CIA's use of journalists continued unabated until 1973, when the program was scaled back, finally coming to a halt in 1976 when George H.W. Bush took over as CIA director. Okay? This stuff's still going on. And they have actually legalized a lot of this stuff in the Patriot Acts, in the Patriot Act after the 9/11 attacks. Okay? Man, and then you wonder why Americans are so stupid, and you wonder why they are the least informed on the planet. There's a reason for that. I'm not blaming the victims, but us who are in positions, whether we're in the independent media or you being showcased, well, you know what, them traitors are, they just sold out. They not going to turn around and tell the truth unless something happened to them and they lose all of their material gain. Then they might come out and say, well, I'm going to tell what y'all had me doing since nobody want to help me. You know? But for the most part, man, they ain't going to admit to this. This is fake news. I bet you right now Roland Martin is pushing this fake news. Because why? Because it suits the Democratic agenda. Not black people's agenda, but the Democrats' agenda. That wing of white supremacy. People need to wake up, man. Just wake up. These same organizations that you are calling trusted sources are documented in congressional records as have done this in the past. This was also revealed in COINTELPRO, where the same news media, local media, would publish articles demonizing black activists or members of the Black Panther Party. Even Martin Luther King, all of them was all in demonizing those people at the time. These the same people that 40 years later you think they didn't change the programming. They ain't changed. They just tried to refine it. But the truth always stares you in the face when you're looking for it. It's right there. Just takes you reading and comprehending and doing historical research. So I don't understand why this person who I would call a leader in the grassroots black community is pushing this email out to us. Let me just read the rest. Who really is our, let me read it in its entirety. Who really is our president? We demand to know. One, if you can hack an election, you can fix an election. Nobody's claiming the election was hacked. There was no electronic vote flipping that the CIA is talking about. CIA says election system in at least 12 states were breached. They also suspected the systems in other states were breached. Now, again, this is comprehending what is actually being put out there. The systems that they're saying were breached are the voter databases. Not the electronic voting machines, but the databases, the register. When you register to vote, that's what was breached. But I bet you they ain't talking about Arizona, where it was widely seen by the independent media of changing people's registration from Democrat, because Arizona has a closed primary. You either are Republican, you vote in a Republican primary, or you're a Democrat and you vote in a Democratic primary. Independents don't get to participate in either one. Here in North Carolina, independents, unaffiliated, we can pick and choose whose primary we want to vote in. We can't vote in both. We got to pick and choose. But in Arizona, they have a closed primary. Who did it benefit? When they went to the polls, it benefited Hillary Clinton with all these Democrats, particularly young people, millennials, being switched to either independents or to Republicans. Then they could not participate in the Democratic. We had a whole bunch of election shenanigans being reported. I reported on some of them during the Democratic primary. There was no such shenanigans that were really being, that we heard about on the Republican side, just the Democratic side. Two separate elections being run by two different parties. Okay, so the only thing that was hacked was the voter databases. So they say. The CIA is not saying that they flipped votes. Hackers stole hundreds of thousands of voter records, and no one knows how and when they were used. Well, why would they steal that? I mean, that could be somebody who hacked in to steal people's identity. You know, not to interfere in an election, but to steal people's identity. They got all your information in that voter database. Social security number, address, and it's most likely current. So I imagine hackers are always targeting voter registration databases. So again, this is, man, Democrats and Republicans, this goes to my point earlier about the neoconservatives, the far, far right, but more codified racists in the Republican Party, siding with Hillary Clinton before it was even decided who was going to be the Republican nominee. But now, so they put point number four, Democrats and Republicans are claiming that Russia hacked our elections and calling for investigations, but none are calling for new elections. I did see an article where a former CIA so-called analyst said that there should be new elections. But again, this is you not comprehending what you're reading. They're not saying that the elections were hacked. What was hacked was the emails of the DNC. And they're saying that turned people off from voting for him. That's not interference. Just because they got access to some truth. WikiLeaks been, how many documents have WikiLeaks published since they've been online? They've been online for quite some time and published millions of government documents. So why all of a sudden, since they've been doing this, is this some kind of WikiLeaks Russian conspiracy to interfere in U.S. elections? Again, the United States do this all the time. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was before Congress begging for billions of dollars so the State Department, which works very closely with the CIA like they did in Libya. What was the CIA doing at that weapons annex? Transferring weapons to them terrorists in Syria? Yes, they were. We know this from her emails. So that's what they're saying. That this information leaking out influence people not to vote for a criminal, because now they got evidence that this woman is a criminal from their own internal documents. So again, you got a racist man like Donald Trump. You got a racist, vicious, mass murderer like Hillary Clinton. And you think you got a choice in this? Come on. We are not thinking logically. An investigation is no substitute for a new election. So it appears that you want a new election. Man, my God. What we need you to do. Strongly rail against all candidates elected in 2016 taking office since election fixes likely affected down ballot election results. Again, nobody's talking about there were allegations of voter fraud, but all of that gets investigated before they certify elections. There were no mass reports of, like we saw in 2000 or 2004 in states where votes were flipped on these touch screen. That's how you vote. You touch, no paper ballot. You vote by touching the screen and those flipping. That's not what we're talking about. Let's see. And to be honest with you, I am pleased that the racist Pat McCrory, who is a fascist, practicing slavery in the state of North Carolina, I'm glad he lost. So why would I want to challenge that or want a new election? Call for creation of a new citizen-involved, observable paper ballot-based election process that is consistent from state to state and includes automatic recounts and a credible process in validating the legitimacy of absentee votes. One of the hosts of Change Matters Solution, Colette Williams, she volunteered in the California elections. Last program she did was after the election. She didn't talk about any shenanigans that she witnessed. Black people that I know volunteer to be poll watchers and register, check people's information and get in the ballot. I would say in my county, the places where I went to vote, every year it's probably at least 35% black people in the room in these positions. So let's not act like we are not part of that process already. But again, why do you want to save this corporation? Why? Why? Let it dissolve. Let it break apart. I don't care if I have to, we be without electricity for some while, but I don't think that will happen. What do you think would happen if one of these states would succeed? Spain had been operating for a long time without a central government, and it was not widespread mayhem and anarchy. This is people letting irrational fear seep into their minds. If North Carolina was to declare its independence, I'm sure we got enough smart people here that we can continue to function without a federal government. Okay, what black people looking for is the federal government to protect you. And you're looking to crooks. These are crooks. It's illogical to look to crooks for help. We're talking about criminals on a global scale, unethical people. So again, man, have they done a good job thus far? And if the answer is no, then my other question would be, how likely is it that you think they will start practicing justice? So again, why do we want to save this place in its current configuration? I don't care if we can't get no food at the grocery store. I'll go hunting fish and live like my colonial time era ancestors did on this very land that I'm on right now. That's how they got along, with no help from nobody, hunting, fishing, and growing. All right, what are y'all afraid of? Hold new nationwide elections in June and September. Now, you know this ain't gonna happen. Hold recurring visible protests spotlighting the theme, who really is our president? We demand to know. This is coming to, now this doesn't name this particular person who forwarded this to me, but I don't know who these people are, but it comes from the Voices of Millions Coalition. Now, how do y'all know that ain't some George Soros billionaire Democrat funding that coalition, but we just gonna pass it along and circulate it, and without vetting it, without asking questions? Come on. I don't give a darn if it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. The evidence would suggest that non-white people globally is going to suffer. And then if we want to expand it, poor people are going to suffer. They're both corporate candidates. Trump is no outsider. He told you he's been doing business in the same manner that he's a global brand. He's a corporate entity. All right? He's a corporate entity. He's been cutting deals with governments all over the planet. So don't think you ignorant white folks out there to think that he's some kind of savior or he's going to restore what you claim to be, what do you claim, the republic or whatever. This man is finna get, you already see who he appointing. And it looked like he's about to ramp up the police state, if that's even possible. And yes, it is possible. Things are finna get bad for non-white people, especially if you ain't got your papers in this country. Now, nobody has any comments on that particular story. I just want people to think. Especially if you are in grassroots leadership. Because I know that most of the people that have my email that even forward something to me, I can't vouch for them 100%, but I think it's from observing them, talking to them, interviewing them over the years, it's not likely that they being paid by somebody to circulate this. No, it's likely that someone forwarded it to them and they forwarded it to me. And this is how we become misinformed. This is how we help spread fake news from the U.S. government, the biggest producer of fake news on the planet. The history says that, the evidence say that, their own records say that. So just please do not be involving black folks in the middle of this civil war between racist believers and white supremacy. Let them destroy each other, all right? Let them destroy each other. And you crackers out there, you racist crackers, if they do try to stop Donald Trump from going into office, well, don't blame black people. Don't target black people. Target the people that's responsible. Because we didn't pick either one of these. And these showcase black people, y'all, they put on TV, they do not speak for the majority of black people. Because, in fact, the majority of black people don't vote for various reasons. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. When I come back on the other side, speaking of the CIA, tomorrow, CEO Obama will find himself, well, he won't be there personally, but he'll have a representative in federal court to answer for the crime of murdering civilians by drone attacks. I want to talk about that because somebody had mentioned to me the other day, but they, you know, kind of recognized what they said was incorrect. So I'm not, you know, criticizing them or anything. We was just having a debate. But they were saying the thing about Obama was is that he had never been involved in scandals. And I was like, what? Libya? Honduras? Haiti? I can name a whole bunch of more stuff. But then she said, no, I mean personal scandals. And I was like, okay, we assume that he ain't cheating on Michelle, and I'm not going to assume that. I've seen no evidence to show that he, you know, lacks fidelity in his marriage or anything. But that don't make him a moral person or he's scandal-free. I thought it was pretty scandalous, not the fact that his daughter, his oldest daughter, was caught on film smoking weed at a music concert in Colombia. All right? But, you know, he didn't even say nothing about it. He didn't say nothing to the public. He was embarrassed, obviously, and he didn't try to make it a public issue. But nobody, I thought, had guts enough to say to him, I say it to him, hey, do you think it's justice when your daughter is caught smoking weed with Secret Service protection? No, and they allow her to smoke this weed. I ain't seen none of them try to stop her. But yet people are in prison and jails for doing the very same thing. And then you don't have the balls to remove it. Cannabis from the federal DEA scheduled list of drugs. And you're going to say, if you want it done, do it legislatively. Oh, but you ain't got a problem with issuing these executive orders, and you didn't go to Congress and ask for power to expand this drone program, and that's why you're going to be in court tomorrow. Look, these decisions that these people make in these positions are a reflection on them personally. So he's a scandalous individual in my book. So we'll talk about that story, some of the details of that story, on the other side of this break. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. We're going to kick some message music during this short intermission. We're going to listen to some Hakeem Green, Secrets, featuring Getta. I do have some new music, but I just haven't had an opportunity to review it. That's why. But I do like certain types of music. Y'all might say, why you keep playing that all the time? Because the message that's in it. Trying to wake up these young folks that's influenced by hip-hop. So maybe if they don't believe me, they'll believe a rapper like Hakeem Green's Secrets featuring Getta. So you're listening to Black Talk Radio News right here on Black Talk Radio Network. Also streaming through different platforms. You can find us just about on every social media platform. We'll be back on the other side.
Powerful thing, but that power can be used for or against. I love hip hop. I said I love hip hop. So for the love of hip hop, let me share something with you. Listen. I got a secret, everybody come and listen. Took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons.
Tricked the people into crime.
With rap verses and rhyme, made it cooler go to jail, then gave niggas time. Well, brainwash the people with a marketing plan. This brother all around me like he's stalking me, man. With his slogans and his phrases, keep the masses in their places to accept full extermination like Logan through the mazes. It's in the book of ages, but we never read the pages till Hitler rises up to exterminate the races. Where were all the Christians when we started dropping bombs? Where was Luke, Matthew, Mark, and John? They say pray to Christ, but act nothing like him. As they lead the sheep to slaughter, we get crucified just like them. Scripture says the meek shall inherit the earth. But after global warming, tell me what that shit worth. Not the price of dirt, he got me for my shirt. The emperor has no clothes and Condi dropped the skirt. She can get it in the rear, we should have known that it was near. Osama's just a tool they used to promote their brand of fear.
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets most crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Killers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build the stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam News.
In this white man's world.
I got a secret, everybody come and listen. They took the money out of schools and they got rich building prisons. Atlanta children missing, one man set for lynching. The murders still continue, but no one can't enlist them. What's the price of black when white is valued higher? Who's the last to get the job, first to get the fire? No one gets the blame, truth is just the truth. Most don't have a future, cause most don't know their roots. But they know flavored hoops and they think that shit is cute. Like Beyonce in a G-string and Jay-Z in a suit. The Pied Piper with a flute, mommy getting zoot. The children's in the street and the dealers about to shoot. The cycle goes around like the cycle going round. Snatching up our babies like the fruit from off the ground. Who tends the garden? Who watches over sheep? The priest is here to raise our souls.
That's just when we sleep.
I tell confessions to a beast. They say God is like the thief who comes in the darkest night to quickly snatch a peep. And find my brother's keeper. Who's my sister's keep? Some nigga named Sugar Bear with diamonds in his teeth.
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the daily news for the streets most crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap with your soul, I doubt it. And these New York Times
listening to the village voice. Dealers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build the stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam New and this white man's
I try to do the right thing in my life like Mookie, but I'm still a public enemy, so they set me up like Tukey. We should all stand tall like Jamal in a pen, so I call for the fall of Babylon with the pen. You see everything on time like a man they've been. Why they call me black if that's not the color of my skin? And why they call you white if we all born to sin? That sound like a gin out to tempt men. The devil wears a suit, but I can see it in his grin. If Jesus is the word, and the word is on the cross, and the cross is in the club, why so many people lost? Two towers down, everybody like Moss. All patriotic, but what's the final cost? What's the final cost? What's the final cost?
Extra, extra, read all about it. This the Daily News for the streets most crowded. Some say I get in too deep when I speak about it. You reap what you sow, I doubt it. And these New York Times listening to the village voice. Dealers and gangbangers killing, a killer's choice. I build the stand, the man I am true. Read about me in the Amsterdam News
and this white man's world.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News, broadcasting from blacktalkradionetwork.com, an independent black media platform. It is managed by the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. We've been around for 8 years. If you would like to see independent media, particularly black people, since we are so confused, we need to support media that is going to help us become less confused. And there's a lot of programming, not just on this station. There are other independent media producers on our platform that they have made it their mission to help black people become less confused about this system of racism that's still practicing slavery while pushing this fake news out to the world that they abolished it when they did not. Just read and comprehend the 13th Amendment. So the next story I want to share with you, it doesn't come from a website. It comes to you from a United Kingdom, UK-based human rights organization. They are international human rights organization. They send out press releases, and I'm on their subscriber list, so I get, you know, the emails, and then they rely on us, the independent media, to put this out there. Because I'm going to say I have not seen any of the names I mentioned of the corporate media that was participating in Operation Mockingbird. Now, that's not to say they won't do a little 30-second spot with David Muir saying, oh, the President Obama was taken to court today, federal court, in a case to be heard in Washington, D.C., where he is being called to account for killing innocent civilians in Yemen. You know, that illegal war that they started through proxies with help with Saudi Arabia, the proxy war of Yemen, and shipping all them weapons and stuff to Yemen. Y'all just don't know how much. Most people don't know the extent of the destabilization of the planet that your government, the USA Incorporated, is involved in. Or you just are down with it because you evil too. So anyway, I did not see the Washington Post publish this. I did not see NBC or MSNBC or anybody, any of those corporate alphabet organizations, corporations, publish this or say anything about it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they did. Maybe I'm just, you know, not relying on them. But I do check the Google News feed, and I'm seeing a lot of headlines about Russia interfering in the election. A lot of fake news, Google News feed. Seeing a lot of that and a lot of this nonsense, but I'm not seeing this. So I'm going to read this press release in its entirety about this court case that the Obama administration, but no, President Obama, as CEO of USA Inc., is named as the defendant. A drone strike victim asks Obama for apology ahead of federal court hearing. A Yemeni civilian who lost two innocent relatives to a 2012 covert drone strike. Guess who did it? The CIA, of course. The same ones that tell, man, whatever. Has written to President Obama to ask for an apology. in return for which he will drop a court case due to be heard in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. That's Tuesday. This just came to me today. Fasil bin Ali Jabbar lost his brother-in-law, a preacher who campaigned against al-Qaeda. See, he just didn't know who started al-Qaeda, did he? He just didn't understand or comprehend that al-Qaeda is really al-Qaeda. He just didn't understand. And his nephew, a local policeman, in an August 29th, look, they killing police. CIA is killing law enforcement officers. What about Blue Lives Mattering? I guess only in the United States, huh? Okay. These slave catchers, yeah. So it says that his nephew, a local policeman, in an August 29, 2012 strike on the village of Kashmir in Yemen. Mr. Jabbar, an environmental engineer, will tomorrow travel to Washington, D.C. to attend which will be the first ever U.S. appellate court hearing in a case brought by a civilian victim of the covert drone programming. Now, side note before I read the rest of this. I saw an article. I didn't even take time to read it. It was actually a video. I said I'll bookmark this, come back to it later. But President Obama talking about how he faced racism in office, which in fact he did. But he, you know, it's awful odd that he don't like to talk about the racism being practiced about against Americans who look like him. But he's willing to open up about any personal racism that he feels let me use his language, that he perceives, since that's how he talked to black people and say, they perceive this injustice or perceive that, or they perceive. No, it ain't about perception. That's their reality. All right. So he's perceiving. Well, I would say this might qualify as an act of racism against him, since he's the first ever CEO of USA Inc. Allowed to face. It would seem like he would get diplomatic immunity or something like that. I'm not an attorney. I don't study international law. I know some basics, but I find it pretty odd that they let this lawsuit or this court case move forward, and this being the first time ever. That might just be because he's black. Maybe you got a codified racist in the appellate somewhere who say, I'm just going to allow this to go forward because I don't like this criminal anyway, and anything I could do to make him look bad, I want to make him look bad or whatever. But again, Obama gets no sympathy from me because he's a murderer who walks around with a kill list in his pocket. And black folks, y'all need to stop with some of us black folks need to stop drowning in our insecurities and trying to live vicariously through these celebrity figureheads, as Dave would call them. Dave Attendo Radio Show would call them. That we willing to defend this man on everything and ignore all this abuse, but we'll call out Donald Trump for it. We'll call out George Bush for it. We'll call out Bill Clinton for it. This go around, we don't want to call out his wife. Some of us don't. So he do not defend this man. Justice is justice. Injustice is injustice. That's how you judge him on the actions. He took the job. He campaigned for the job. He got the job. Let's not, while other people, many other people more powerful than him are involved, let's not act like he has no responsibility for his personal actions. Again, this goes to his personal morality code. It goes on to say, Mr. Jabbar wrote to the president to inform him that he will happily drop the case in exchange for an apology and acknowledgement that his brother-in-law, Salim, and nephew, Waleed, were innocents and not terrorists. Mr. Jabbar met members of Congress and Obama administration officials in 2013, but did not receive either an explanation or apology for the strike, which killed his relatives in 2014. His family was offered $100,000 in butter biscuits, U.S. dollar bills, in a meeting with the Yemeni National Security Bureau. I mean, this is big news. They tried to bribe this man, a representative of the U.S. government, probably the CIA or somebody at the State Department, tried to bribe this man with $100,000 to pay him to be quiet and go away, like they did the kid in Charlotte that they took out in Yemen, whose parents was from Yemen, but he was born here and he was an American citizen, and he was killed by the United States government. If he was guilty of a crime, y'all should have charged him, arrested him. You had plenty opportunity, but no, you allow him to use his U.S. passport to travel to his parents' homeland of Yemeni, and then you killed him, accusing him of running some propaganda outlet on the internet. This kid went to a community college I went to. Now, I'm not defending any ideology he may have had or anything like that, but I'm just pointing out that this man murdered, your government murdered a U.S. citizen, but because he's non-white, most Americans, i.e. racist crackers, don't care. I don't see nobody going after him on this in the U.S. government or anybody else. Of course not. So he met with members of Congress. They offered him $100,000, during which the Yemeni government official informed them that the money came from the U.S. and he had been asked to pass it along. Again, there was no acknowledgement or apology from the U.S. In his letter sent this weekend to the president, Mr. Jabbar points out that true accountability comes from owning up to our mistakes. Well, see, that's where you were confused. It was no mistake. They got a name for your relatives. It's called collateral damage. It means they don't give a damn about your relatives being dead. That's what that means. So anyway, true accountability comes from owning up to our mistakes. It was no mistake, sir. It was intentional. He asked Mr. Obama to set a precedent for his successors by acknowledging the error that killed his relatives, apologizing, and disclosing details of the operation that killed them so that lessons can be learned. Mr. Jabbar also requests that before leaving office, President Obama released more detailed information on civilian casualties from drone strikes, including the names of who was counted and who was not. Commenting, Jennifer Gibson, staff attorney at International Human Rights Organization, Reprieve, that's who sent me the press release, which is assisting Mr. Jabbar, said, President Obama is right to be worried about what a Trump administration might do with his secret drone program. But if he is serious about bringing it out of the shadows, he must stop fighting against accountability. He must own up to the hundreds of civilians, I would say probably thousands, that even the most conservative estimates say the program has killed, and apologize to those that have lost their loved ones. Faisal's relatives took great risks speaking out against al-Qaeda and trying to keep their community safe. Yet they were killed by an out-of-control drone program which made appalling errors and did more harm than good. Instead of fighting Faisal in court, President Obama should simply apologize, admit his mistake, and devote the rest of his time in office to building true accountability into a program hidden in the shadows for too long. So that's the end of that. Again, Reprieve is an international human rights organization. I wouldn't hold my breath, Mr. Jabbar, on getting that apology, because it was not a mistake. Again, they came up with a term for it. Look it up. It's called collateral damage. They don't care about the end. These people practicing slavery against quote-unquote American citizens right here. Shoot, since 2013, since independent outlets or organizations have been keeping track of how many people are killed by police, how many quote-unquote Americans are killed by police, even though some of the figures include undocumented immigrants. But I think they conservatively, I would say, since 2013, which was 3 years ago, think killed by police been keeping track since June of 2013, probably about close to 4,000 Americans have been killed by law enforcement, almost as many as the murderous Duterte regime in the Philippines has killed of his own citizens. So again, this is people, I guess their excuse could be they don't live here. They don't really know the United States because they've been hit with so much propaganda. Again, Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was seeking billions more to fund their worldwide propaganda operation. So I'll give them that excuse. They just don't know about some of these things because they probably don't study this country, this nation, this corporation, like people who live here. And most, well, I'm not going to say we most affected by it. We living in the belly of the beast, but they killing people all over the planet. Slavery is a global enterprise emanating from the United States. I ain't talking about the kind that is internationally recognized as illegal. I'm talking about legalized slavery. You think the GEO group only has facilities in the United States? Hell, they just took over all of the facilities, slave plantations in Australia. This is global. G4S, they are the largest employer of Africans enslaving other Africans. Jesus, wait, man, just read. It's very important. And question everything. Do your research. Let me see. I had gotten a question. Okay. All right. I had gotten an email. Yeah, the way that you participate in the chat is at uberconference.com/blacktalkradionetwork, or you can, if you'd like to ask a question or comment, you give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025, or 704-802-5056. Again, people, I know I'm one of those who they would probably consider as a fake news source because I'm not employed by the Washington Post or any of these corporations. I don't get any kind of grants from any organization, period. We are totally a people-powered organization. All of our revenue for our operations come in through donations or business services that we provide to other people who want to become independent media outlets. So, but still, you question me as well. Look it up for yourself and verify. And all of what I've shared with you today is verifiable. So I don't think that this man is going to get an apology. If he does, I'll fall out my chair, for real, because I'll be shocked. We're talking about a man on his way out of power, possibly, who knows, with all these shenanigans going on, that just lends more credibility to those who are saying that Obama might declare, what do they call that? Oh man, my brain's not working right now. What do they call that? Martial law. He might declare martial law and say, hey, I need to stay in power till June. What did the Voices of the Millions Coalition say? Oh, I need to stay in power till June or September of 2017 so we can hold new elections called the Russians, blah, 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 blah. See, you give credibility to that kind of stuff when we see the CIA pushing fake news in all these corporations, more than happy to oblige. More than happy. So, I don't see why anybody thinks that we should be pointing. I'm talking to my black brothers and sisters out there. Don't be putting this man up on no pedestal. Don't be doing that. He is not a role model for my grandsons and the one granddaughter that I have. Michelle Obama ain't even a role model. Okay? Because how could you stay with a man who's a mass murderer? So she's being forced to compromise any kind of morality or values or principles that she had. I don't know. Do y'all think it's logical for someone? I don't know. Maybe she's scared to leave. I don't know. But what I'm saying is these are not role models. These people in Congress are not role models for our children. They are not. We need to be raising our children to operate towards independence. And if not independence, acting independently and relying less and less on this corrupt system. We should be looking at all kind of ways to legally not pay taxes. I was disappointed in my aunt, but she came around when I said, you know, I heard this guy on Blacks in Business Radio, you need to go check out the podcast where he was saying we should start small businesses in our homes just for tax liability. Not just for that, but he said that's one of the perks of starting your own business. And there are very simple businesses that you can start online just for to reduce your tax liability. If Donald Trump and these billionaires, trillionaires, and multimillionaires are not contributing what people are calling their fair share to pay for indoctrination, because you ain't getting an education in a public school system. They still teaching your black children and little white kids too that slavery is over. This is why I support homeschooling. Okay, so these people are not role models. Just because they dress nice, hair be all did up and look nice and all of that, look at their souls. Only way you can tell what's in a person's soul is their actions. Now, people there's this old biblical saying that you can tell by the words that proceed out of their mouth. But people have become very, very codified. Very codified with their language. And Obama is known as a great communicator. And he is a smooth talker, the brother smooth. No, I don't mean to call him no brother, because that lessens the meaning of what I mean when I say to somebody that I consider them a brother or sister. But he's a very smooth talker. Had the lady swooning when he was singing at Al Green and all of that. And so, you know, you the evil that they do ain't readily apparent. So that's why you need to be paying attention to real news and not fake news that seeks to hide these crimes of these people. But then for you to even to know these things and ignore it, that says something about your soul too. Getting ready to wrap up the program here. We got Tando Radio Show coming up. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted a prepping program on Black Talk Radio Network. This is why Black Talk Media Project was willing to subsidize, you know, the cost of doing that program. It's because our people don't really understand what an unstable environment we living in. And anything could pop off. This corporation, which I hope and pray for it every day, could dissolve any day now. And we'll be left to deal, you know, with our communities and with our states and whatnot. Again, the sky will not fall if this corporation disintegrates. They are smart. The lights won't get cut off just because the corporation is cut off. Come on, man. Stop being afraid of change. Or do you want change as bad as you think you do or say you do? Anything worth having comes with sacrifice. So I'm willing to sacrifice personal conveniences and all of that if we could start something new based on justice. But I reached out to preppers to try to get a prepping program, which is now represented by Tando Radio Show on this network, because this could crumble. And black people need to be getting prepared for everything. Natural disaster, man-made disaster, you need to be preparing for it. And that's why some people, especially victims of the system, wants the system to exist and to continue to perpetuate itself, because they don't know how they would feed themselves or do anything if the system just came tumbling down like it almost did in 2008. All right? With that global financial crisis created by what? U.S. banker criminals. Same people that Donald Trump is appointing to his cabinet. The same people that was backing Hillary Clinton. Nobody had a dog in this fight. So why do y'all want a new election? But you should be preparing. You should be preparing. Because this could get ugly, people. If they try to deny Donald Trump, again, racist crackers aren't really known for thinking things through or being, you know, really intelligent. They just like to lash out at non-white people because that's what they've been trained to do. But they will look to hold you accountable. Then that's why I value what Trump said. Listen to Trump. He thanked black people for not voting and for voting for him. So if he gets denied that, don't blame us. Don't target us. I mean, they're going to target you any damn way. So that's why you need to be prepared and how you operate behind these enemy lines. In case they do try to deny this racist cracker the CEO position, and then these racist crackers, like in the area I'm surrounded by, decide they want to go on a war path or start a civil war, you better be preparing for that. Looks like we got a call, area code 973. Go ahead with your question or comment as we get to wrap it up in these final few minutes.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Jersey girl? I see you got into the BTR community. I hope you're enjoying it or you're finding it easy to use.
Yes, I am. Finding a lot of information from Miss Black Rose. She's like my soul sister. She loves my music. She loves to help things. It's really great. What I was calling in for, Mr. Reed, is two things that's been on my mind over the weekend. I think that they should call for the firing of that sheriff in that town where that NFL football player was killed by road rage. Mm-hmm. They were not locking up a suspect. You know, a suspect is different than the culprit. The culprit is the person who committed the crime. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking under police protocol, when you lock up the person who commits the crime, you don't let them go. So I don't understand how in the world would you lock up, let a culprit go when you know he's guilty, all the evidence and fingers point to him.
Right.
I think they should call for his resignation immediately, because I think that was out of protocol and it's very scary.
Before you move on to the second thing, have you considered...
Sure, and the second thing I think that should happen is that they should make road rage a crime, because I can see this escalating more and more. And, you know, when you have...
It is a crime.
You know that driving is a privilege, mm-hmm. and your privilege can be revoked. It's not a right. So anybody is engaged in any road rage should have their privileges automatically revoked. We don't need people on the road who's rageful. It's just like DWI. They will take you away. And I think that under the Loretta Lynch and all the people in that department should look at that, because I think it's going to escalate under a president with Trump, that this road rage is going to get out of hand. That's just been on my mind all this weekend, because it's just eerie to think that someone can just be let go and kill a person in cold blood. It's just very scary for our African-American men and our African-American women, sir.
Now, it's not something that people should get used to, but, I mean, it happens all the time. It's been happening for hundreds of years. Didn't they let George Zimmerman go the first night? They didn't even arrest him that night. So this is not an aberration. This is something that goes on all the time. But as you were speaking, I wanted to stop you at the first point, because I do agree that the people in that community should work towards removing, impeaching, whatever way they can do to push that person out. I agree that this man was not treated like a criminal, but you forgot one element. Who gave this man no bail? I mean, how low was his bail? Like you said, based on all the evidence, all the eyewitness accounts, this was a cold-blooded murder. He chased this man down. He stalked this man, and then he murdered this man in cold blood. So he shouldn't even been given bail. So I would be questioning whoever that judge is. I do think probably magistrates are the ones who set bail and what have you, and I think that's an elected position, but it could be different in different states and you know, what have you. It could be different than here where I am. So that person needs to be answering the question, why you let this man, who is clearly a menace to society, a clear and present danger to the community, because he has a history of doing this before, why would you let him out? Why? Now, I do remember it was a black judge, though. I think it was a black judge in South Carolina when that cop was caught on video shooting that black man who was just reaching into his car to grab his wallet after he told the cop. Now, I mean, again, not blaming the victim, but again, you don't make sudden movements like that, all right, because they looking for a reason to shoot you. We heard a couple of black cops come out and say something like that. But that judge denied him bail. They wouldn't let. She said he was a clear and present danger to the community, and as such, as he acted under the color of authority, he needs to sit in jail until his trial. I would say the same involving that man down there in Louisiana whose name I can't recall right now. So that's what I would say.
Do you think they should make the law that world race should be a crime? It should be a crime.
It is a crime.
People, Mr. Reed, on the road who are rageful. I don't want.
It's already a crime.
Someone says
it's already a crime. It's stalking.
World rage is a crime.
Yes. This is how the system confuses a lot of people. And this is why, like, I had this discussion even with my mother, and both of us came to the conclusion that hate crime enhancements and all that kind of stuff, hate crime laws, make no sense. You know, and because you got murder, you got first degree, second degree, third, it's murder. That's what it is. I mean, nobody kills somebody out of love unless it's a crime of passion or something like that. So this is just ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And so those crimes, look, he stalked a man. That's a crime on the books. He was reckless driving to chase the man and what have you. You got laws like menacing on the books. And then I think they charged him with voluntary manslaughter. But I mean, it's already you cannot just chase people. There are laws against that. It's just that it is in these people, the prosecutors, the district attorney's discretion. And so if that's a racist white supremacy or supremacist or a person who does not believe in practicing justice, then they not going to stack the charges on these individuals like they stack the charges when they catch one of our young people out there in crimes of survival selling drugs. They charge them for each baggie that they got. Distribution, manufacturing, blah, 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 blah. They stack the charges to force them into a plea deal. If they were really seeking this man to plead out, then they would stack charges on him. He would be facing murder charges. I heard people say, well, they don't want to charge him with too much, because that's what happened in George Zimmerman trial. And so let's just go for the low bar. No, that ain't how they operate normally. Normally, they charge you with the most serious crimes, let it drag out, let you sit in jail for months or years, okay? And then they put that pressure on you. Hey, look, you won't get out of here. Hey, just plead guilty to lesser charges. So they already coming out the gate with the lesser charges on this dude. So it's a bunch of, I'm sure the people down there know better than I know that the problem does not just end nor start with that sheriff.
I hear you, and I'm just so disheartened about the situation, about the film with the black guy, and they didn't, they had a hung jury. That just hurting me so much. I mean, we have photos, we have video, and we still can't get a conviction. Whoever was on that that jury, Mr. Reed, I just don't know what to say. That's I mean, if this comes down to that, that is so scary for our black men. We can't even, people can't even convict on upon seeing the incident. I mean, the guy was, how could he be so, you know, it's an monstrosity. I'm not even going to get into it. It's just prejudice all around.
An evil soul.
I think they should make it illegal for all white jurors to be on a jury. We have seen historically that it doesn't work for us. It doesn't work.
Look,
they have
look.
To have a 50% ratio.
That's no guarantee.
That's
no guarantee of justice, because it was also black people and non-white people on George Zimmerman trial. I'll never forget that black woman. With she was young and she had like a blonde streak in her hair, and she was talking about after some ridiculous decision, talking about, well, people need to acknowledge themselves on the law, saying we just don't understand the law, y'all ignorant folks, y'all need to acknowledge yourselves. I was like, so just skin color ain't gonna solve the problem when we got proxy racists, when we got red, white, and blue Negroes on these juries who will send a brother or sister into slavery over some victimless crime. So I'm going to try to set it up. He accepted my friend request. I'm going to try to set up an interview with this attorney out of New York. I think it's Eli Mistel. And where he said the black people need to practice jury nullification and turnabout is fair.
That's right.
And so if any black person is being tried for killing one of these slave catchers, vote not guilty.
Yes, yes.
That's how they roll.
I totally agree.
So I'm going to try to get him to come on.
Just real quick, Mr. Reed, in the Zimmerman trial, was it 50-50 black, 50-50 white, or what was the makeup of that jury? I think you
had maybe one black person, maybe two. But another one would be a so-called Hispanic, which you don't know how they identify, because George Zimmerman was a white-identified, quote-unquote,
right,
Hispanic. So
thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Hey, don't let, I mean, yeah, I get angry, I get emotional, but do not let yourself get depressed. Stay involved in the grassroots activities that you are involved with People's Organization for Progress. Just that's how you channel that energy. Don't fall in despair, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to get ready to wrap it up. I have to change out our YouTube stream for a Tando radio show, but again, I really value this program because we need to be prepared for anything. And I think that is going to be some of what he'll be talking about today. Anything could happen. We do not live in a stable world. In this country, for all of the propaganda they push, is not a stable country. Literally, I believe a civil war, a shooting war, could break out if they try to deny Donald Trump his seat as CEO of USA Inc., pushing its fake news. And again, as a black person, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'd rather see Donald Trump, if in fact he's more incompetent than Hillary Clinton, and that will lead to a quicker downfall of this corporation. Go in there and give it your best shot, Donald. Destroy it. Tando Radio Show is coming up. Stay tuned for that. That will conclude the live streaming on our station, Black Talk Radio. You can find our station and other stations operated by black independent media producers at blacktalkradionetwork.com. If you are interested in becoming a digital radio station owner, platform, you want a platform like ours, Black Talk Media Project can help you do that. We do provide those services, so visit us at blacktalkmediaproject.org. org. Recognize that we live behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Slavery was never abolished. Plenty of slave catching still going on. Plenty of profits being generated. So you have to operate in such a manner as not to attract the attention of these slave catchers. There's no guarantee, no magic pill you can take to make you invisible, especially when they seeking you out, when they got policies to target people who look like you. But just do your very best to avoid them, and perhaps you will avoid being put into slavery. All right, it's not going to end itself. I hope that if you are a person, regardless of your classification in this system, if you believe in justice, that you will work towards making that a reality and not just a dream. Peace and blessings to all. Y'all be safe out there.